This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Northeast is becoming a key destination for sectors like energy and semiconductors. He highlighted that Northeast is the most diverse region of diverse India, and this diversity is the nation's strength. Inaugurating the Rising Northeast Investor Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi stressed that it is important to develop Northeast region in order to build a developed India.
Aaj desh mein semiconductor ecosystem ko majboot karne mein bhi Northeast Assam ki bhumika badi ho rahi hai. Bahut jald Northeast ke semiconductor plant se pehli made in India chip desh ko milne wali hai. Is plant ne नॉर्थ ईस्ट में सेमीकंडक्टर सेक्टर के लिए अन्य कटिंग एज टेक के लिए संभावनाओं के द्वार खोल दिए
हैं. द प्राइम मिनिस्टर स्टेटेड दैट ईस्ट मीन्स एम्पावर एक्ट स्ट्रेंथ स्ट्रेंथन एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म. ही पॉइंटेड आउट दैट देयर वाज अ टाइम व्हेन द नॉर्थ ईस्ट वाज मेयरली कॉल्ड अ फ्रंटियर रीजन बट इट इज इमर्जिंग एज द फ्रंट रनर ऑफ ग्रोथ. मिस्टर मोदी अर्ज इन्वेस्टर्स टू एक्सप्लोर द डिफरेंट सेक्टर्स अक्रॉस द नॉर्थ ईस्ट रीजन सेइंग The Northeast is now becoming a land of opportunities. Prime Minister Modi said his government follows a policy of zero tolerance, be it terrorism or Maoist elements spreading unrest. Germany has fully supported India's right to defend itself against terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his German counterpart Johann Wadefuhl in Berlin. After the talks, the German minister condemned the terrorist attack on India. Mr. Wadefuhl advocated a bilateral solution between India and Pakistan. During the meeting, both the leaders discussed ways to further deepen the strategic partnership and identified areas of potential avenues. Later, jointly addressing the media, Dr. Jaishankar said the German government had conveyed its understanding that every country had the right to defend itself against terror. Dr. Jaishankar is on an official visit to Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. India has extended NOTAM for Pakistan flights till 23rd of the next month. According to the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Indian airspace is not approved for aircrafts registered in Pakistan and operated, owned and leased by Pakistani airlines, including military aircrafts. Talking to media in New Delhi, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarappu said the NOTAM has been extended and India is maintaining the status quo. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri briefed the members of the four multi-party delegations as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Mr. Misri briefed delegations led by Congress leader Shashi Tharoor, BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad, NCP-SP leader Supriya Sule and BJP leader Baijan Panda. After the briefing, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said, India is going to communicate to all the external interlocutors the horrendous terrorism to which India has been subject to since 1989 from across the border. He said delegation will explain what exactly is happening with India and how to deal with these terrorist attacks in the future. BJP leader Baijan Panda termed the briefing very fruitful. He said the unity which was seen across the spectrum in India is very vital and there is an understanding and a commitment to take the country's message to the world. NCP Sharad Pawar MP Supriya Sule said India is against terrorism and has zero tolerance towards it. She said India will continue its fight against terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today in New Delhi. The Governing Council meeting will discuss the approach on Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat 2047. The 10th Governing Council meeting will be attended by Chief Ministers and Lieutenant Governors of States and Union Territories, Union Ministers and the Vice Chairman, Members and the CEO of Niti Aayog. The 10th Governing Council meeting will provide a unique platform to deliberate on development challenges faced by the country and build consensus on states' role in making India a developed nation. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 42 runs at Ghana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow a short while ago. Chasing 232 runs for victory, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were all out for 189 runs in 19.5 overs, and that is the end of this news bulletin.